Welcome to Head Full of Radio, where a longtime Radiohead fan goes through the whole recorded discography alongside his friend, who's only familiar with the song Creep. Will we agree on the songs? Can I convert him into a fan? Let's find out. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to episode 61 of our podcast. We are working through the Fake Plastic Trees single. And this track is called How Can You Be Sure? This is one of Colin's favorite songs. He really wanted it to be included on the Bends, but he's just the bass player and didn't get his way.
Poor guy.
Yeah, as a bass player myself, I know that. I know that feeling.
Oof.
Yeah.
Sorry, Gina.
There's a background singer in this song. Her name is Diane Swand, and she's of the band The Julie Dolphine.
Oh, well, I can't say I know anything about that, but... Good
yeah, originally it was thought that it was Ed's voice doing the background vocals,
and that
her name was actually a joke, meaning dying swan. He does do backing vocals, but she's harmonizing with him during the second verse.
I see. Okay.
And this song also appeared on the soundtrack for the Japanese film Nowhere.
Ooh.
What the heck is the Japanese film Nowhere?
I'm very intrigued.
Japanese film. This is me Googling.
We love an interim Google.
Tokyo Musoshiki Sosho. No, that doesn't sound right. Wiki Nowhere. What year was that? 1994?
2015? No, surely not.
List of Japanese films, 1994. Nowhere film. 1997?
Okay. American black comedy drama.
No, that's certainly not it. Japanese film Nowhere, 1990. What, 1990? Doesn't tell me what year it comes in. 1995? Let's try. Well, there's that same director that we just saw. Maybe it is.
Well, that's a good sign.
There it is. Nowhere, 1997. Look at this guy. His name is Greg Araki. Nowhere.
Good old Greg.
Teenage Apocalypse Trilogy.
I mean, it's totally, black comedy.
Totally Fucked Up, The Doom Generation, and Nowhere. Huh. Described as Beverly Hills 90210 on acid.
I'm kind of curious to watch this at this point.
The film follows the day in the lives of a group of LA college students and the strange lives they lead. It stars... Ryan Felipe, Minu Suvari, Denise Richards. Those are the names I recognize.
I can't say that I do.
You know that guy, Ryan Felipe?
Do I? I want to say no, to be honest.
You know this lady, Minu Suvari, she was in lots of things like American Beauty.
Oh, she looks familiar. But again... Yeah,
that's a bad picture of her on Wikipedia there. And Denise Richards, she's been...
Denise Richards.
No, she was in The World Is Not Enough, yeah.
Anyway, I couldn't tell you what, but...
That's okay. A Bond movie. The world is... I think that's how it goes. Beautiful. Anyway, so this is that song. It's called How Can You Be Sure? I know we've rambled on about other things that have nothing to do with the song. And people are also Googling, who the fuck are all those people he was mentioning? So let's get into this track. Are you ready?
I am so ready.
Go!
Ooh, okay.
Sounds too, hold on. Colin's bass line is really good, which is maybe why he wants it on the album, but this seems so too close to Fake Plastic Trees and High and Dry.
Okay. Oh, there he goes saying High and Dry right after you say that.
I like that keyboard part.
Just a bit mellow. Again, I'm not...
What is this? This sounds like it belongs in, like, a rom-com. You know? Like that part in the rom-com where the man and the woman are apart.
Yes, agreed.
And they're, like, slowly walking away from each other and being pensive. And it's like, are they going to get back together?
Yeah, it's like doing the little montage where they're both doing things individually and not having nearly as much of a good time.
Yeah, the man is like walking his dog early in the morning and the woman is rushing down the street going to work.
Yeah, it's either windy or, you know, this traffic's bustling, they're frustrated, maybe they trip, maybe he spills the coffee on himself. It's just a frustrating time.
They try other dates.
Yeah. Staring longingly in the distance. Catching themselves.
Here's the backing vocals.
Oh, they can't think that, like, was that. Just him, surely.
Yeah, of course. I like that, though.
No, that is nice.
Oh, it's very nice.
Oh, they said, I am hungry again. I heard it as High and Dry before.
I like the vocal back and forth this, though.
Me too. But you're right, it's got sort of like that melancholic feel to it, which yeah. I guess is kind of, can be very Radiohead. But it's a bit...
Yeah, if you put too many songs like this on your album, it's going to start samey.
Agreed. Right? Yeah.
Oh, there's Ed coming here. I do like the bass part that Colin's playing.
I actually like all the instrumentals.
Yeah. But
the vocals just feel a bit like meandering and a bit like meh.
Yeah, this is like...
I feel like it's good. Pushed a bit further.
It's good, but I don't think it's good enough for the bands. I get it.
Yeah, I wouldn't remember this. Which is a shame, because I feel like, again, like the instrumental parts are... I mean, again, they're not like super remarkable in my opinion. Like, it's cool.
Yeah.
But it's like just nothing that's going to stick with me, I don't think. Besides the visuals associated with the montage back and forth of the couple spilling coffee on themselves and having a bad time on dates. That part I'll remember.
So that was something.
Knowing that it starred in like a film called Nowhere, I feel that. It felt like it was kind of going, like, that feels a bit harsh, but, like, you know, not going anywhere particularly exciting. Like,
yeah, I think this is maybe the first time in the Benz era where I felt like I've heard, maybe this is the first time since our podcast, but I feel like I've heard Radiohead play this song before. You know, what, it's got all of the Radiohead. Yeah, well, it's got all the pieces of Radiohead songs, but I feel like it wasn't, you know, I feel like they have better versions of songs like this, and this is sort of like the B or C role, you know, like it's good. And maybe in another band's hands, it would have been their big hit, but Radiohead, it was kind of like, yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, I agree. It just didn't grab me and shake me and go, listen.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm going to talk about rom-coms instead, actually.
It's very true, yeah.
So
you get to go first, my friend.
Yeah, I'm going to come in with... even this might be slightly generous. Like, I didn't hate the song, but I didn't really have much to say about the song.
Right.
So, like, it didn't, like, offend me. like, some of the songs we've heard. Like, some right. songs were genuine, you know.
We're going to go to that LFO mix as much as possible, aren't we?
some songs had to be, you know, create new scoring systems. This was not yes. one of those songs.
Right.
So this song was just a bit lackluster for me, but not offensively so. So I'm going to come in with a fill.
Yeah, I think that for me is the right rating. It's not... I think it's, for me, like I said, as a carbon copy of all of the... You pour all of the Radiohead things into a mixer and you have this song. Right. It's not great. It's not terrible. It's fine. So I'm going to go Radiohead. With that fill. Yeah.
Take a bit of this, take a bit of that, make me a song.
Yeah, I think Colin's bass part, again, really good, but maybe he played it that well because he likes this song and wanted it on the bends. Who knows?
Or maybe he just was really happy with his performance and was like, yeah, put the song where I did well, please.
Yeah, I could see that. I like that idea. Good for you, Colin.
Yeah, I agree.
You're getting the full fill of the Colin of this song. No, that doesn't make sense. It made sense in my head. do you have anything else to answer?
I wish it gave me enough to work with that I could, you know. But it was just, yeah, it was a bit blah.
Well, how can you be sure that it didn't? Huh?
That's what I mean. I can't because it was so blah that, you know,
yeah.
How can anyone be sure? So I guess to that end, good job. Good naming.
Thank you, sir. I will see you next week.
Thank you. And thank you, everyone else. Catch you later.
Yes. Bye. Podcast is recorded over Discord and produced by me, Floyd. The introduction and exit music is a cover of Radiohead's Separator and is available on all streaming services under the band name Lift. Find us on Instagram @HeadFullOfRadio.